B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
5 o'clock. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic on a general. No, it's Wednesday. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window has a big winter sale going on right now. They've extended it through January. You get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, the final Eagles presser today. Doug Peterson, a very interesting golf shirt look today, Tyrone.
Yeah.
With the snow blazing down on a snow squall day.
Yeah, well, he probably didn't realize, you know, these guys spend 29 hours a day in the office.
Yeah, he wasn't out in the squall.
Yeah,
he had the good golf shirt on today.
Yeah, it was a good shirt. And, probably sponsored somehow.
Yeah, it did have a sponsor on. I forget what it was on. And Howie Roseman, obviously. And we didn't get many answers, except, interestingly enough, the Jim Schwartz thing came up. And some interesting audio flows through that where, you know, the head coach went on a great testimonial on Mike Rowe and the wide receivers coach, Carson Walsh. And said he was extremely pleased with the job they did. And then it gets to Jim Schwartz's discussion. And he says, Jim's done an outstanding job with our defense and the improvement that we saw throughout the course of the season. So I'm excited for him and his opportunity, meaning the one he's interviewing for in Cleveland. I wish him the best. So now the reporter is a little curiosity. And he goes, so is he coming back? And Doug tries to go quip. He goes, he'll be on a plane here at some point after the interview. How about him trying to throw a little cryptic humor in there?
Yeah, like coach cut it out.
A little rim shot humor.
Yeah.
And then he was pressed even further. And he was asked, if he doesn't get the Browns job, will he be back as your defensive coordinator? And he says, I would assume, yes, he's currently my DC. Yes. Now that seems like a strange answer. So let's expound on it, Tyron. Can we play the sound that he continued to go down a certain route with this?
Yeah.
Here's Doug Peterson.
With all my staff guys, I mean, I'm in that process right now of evaluating and would love to have them all back, obviously. We know what this league is about. And anytime an assistant coach can get a promotion, whether it's here or somewhere else, I encourage that. But, you know, as I evaluate and look, I mean, we're only 3 days removed from the season, so everything's still fresh on my mind, too. So we're still evaluating, and all my coaches are in that evaluation process as well.
So when you say Groh and Walsh are coming back...
I mean, listen, I know what I said, okay?
and it cracks me up.
Yes, but at the same time, I'm still evaluating the whole process, right? They are still currently here, and I'm going to continue to evaluate and assemble the best staff moving forward. But currently, yes, they're still here.
Well, Bird sure knows how to bring that to people, don't he? No, he did a triple N there. Did you notice that? But as I evaluate and look, we're only 3 days.
He always does it. Yeah.
Well, that's a stammer.
That's a stammer.
He's a stammer to think of what to say next without burying himself. Because clearly, I think we can get the message that, if Jim Schwartz goes, I got salute. I don't care that much. I didn't hire him.
Yeah, that was
right?
Howie's hire.
It wasn't his hire, right?
No, it was Howie's
hire.
To give him a veteran in the coaching staff because he was a brand new head coach. And now, and in fact, I think if Doug had been this do not many of us thought, they probably would have made him at least the interim coach. If not, he might have ended up being the coach.
Now, like I said, we have a poll going. It apparently matters to people. It doesn't matter to me. I'm 50-50 on it either way. He's got some actually good numbers that we cited a little earlier. So, and most people would probably not think this, but since he became the defense coordinator in 2016, points allowed, the Eagles have been 7th over that time. Total yards allowed, they've been 11th. Rushing yards allowed, they've been first in the league against the rush. Opponent third down percentage, they've been third in the league, which is damn good. Opponent first downs, second in the league. Takeaways, 9th, and sacks, 12th. They're not an overly aggressive defense, but the other numbers, not bad. So, but I go, somebody else can do that. Really. Somebody else can have a different plan to be more aggressive and still hold to these numbers. So it's not like the Eagles franchise is going to wilt if he goes.
I agree with that, but he didn't have a lot of good personnel these last couple of years, and he's found a way to, I think that plays a role in the turnovers. those corners aren't going to get him any interceptions.
I agree. So why don't you think the head coach would have said that? You know, listen, he was playing a lot of times with a half deck, and he did a hell of a job. He didn't say that.
No, it's odd. And he probably, like Tim McManus said, he probably goofed when he went so far overboard to praise the offensive guys.
Yes.
He probably goofed a little bit, and now he's like, uh-oh. Because for all I know, one of them might be gone. Maybe they are going to move on from the... Because the wide receivers coach, say what you want about what he did with Burnett. How about you do something with a guy who's your second-round pick, who at Howie at the time said they thought he could make a pro bowler.
Yes.
Oh, man, you got a pro bowl guy.
Yeah.
Now the guy only played six pass plays in the playoff game.
Yep.
Where was that at? Where was Walsh with him?
True. Today's General Knowledge is presented by Testa North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. So when precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. Our general knowledge categories are general knowledge, NFL players, colleges, things that are white, musical acts by city, and Flyers tickets are the grand prize for today, courtesy of us.
Now, I know you're going to the phones real fast, Mike. Before the end of the show, I need you to have a ruling on what you would do with this particular media member out in Minnesota.
There's a media member of Minnesota causing a flap?
That did something way out of line.
Really?
And I want you to meter out the punishment.
Yeah, okay.
So before the end of the show.
I will meet it out.
Yeah.
I'm a meter. Henry in Tampa. What's up, Hank?
What's up, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I called an earlier show. You probably heard me, and I'm going to say it again. I wasn't happy with the press conference. The way they had that press conference, they said, well, Eagle fans, you did what we got, and I'm not happy with that. They need to get rid of Jim Schwartz and Mike Rowe. They don't do that. Make Deuce Daly the offense coordinator.
That's not probably going to happen. Because you heard what he had to say about his...
Yeah, no, and
you weren't happy about that, huh, Henry?
No, he's telling the Eagle fans, hey, this is what we got. That's what you got to deal with. And I'm not happy with that. And I don't see them going
anywhere. What did you want them to say today, Henry? What did you think that Howie and Doug should have said?
Well, I would have said, if I was Howie, I said, well, I would bring another offense coordinator in to help Doug out and get another defense coordinator.
But you know he wasn't going to bury his guy like that, right? You can't bury a dude on NBC Sports Philly. You got to leave that to us. He can't do that.
You got to do what you got to do to make the team better, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're satisfied with it. Now, at the end of the year, were you satisfied?
No, I wasn't satisfied.
Well, they won four in a row.
Yeah, we won four in a row, but we still had, we were 7-9. Come on, we could be better than that.
They're 9-7. They won a division.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm happy winning the division.
You sound like you're a little miserable today.
I'm just upset, Mark.
Yeah, you sound upset. Now, what do you do when you're upset normally? What do you do to get out of that mood?
Put some soft music on.
Soft music? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. What kind of music are we riding with here in softness?
Some Eagles.
Oh, you'll put the Eagles on?
Yeah, put some Eagles on, stuff like that.
I got you. A little country rock.
Desperado? Sort of
country rock. Yeah. Southern rock, like Leonard Skinner.
So you'll put some Skinner
like
on? That'll soothe you. Yeah, how about this, Hen? Can we soothe you with that?
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
There you go. Isn't that sweet music?
That's sweet.
Yeah, go mend your fences, Henry. All right, buddy.
Thanks, Mike, for taking my call. Right, Happy New Year, buddy.
All right, pal. You got it.
Here comes.
Desperado. Oh, he's got a sweet voice, man. Why Haley's got a good voice. That's soothing.
That'll soothe
you. Really is. That's pretty soothing. Yeah, now the Seinfeld episode where that was the guy's song she was dating, Elaine was dating.
Yeah.
And what did she suggest?
Which woman? To be their song. He said, no, I already got a song. And he would freeze whenever it came on. He had to stop. Stop.
That's insane. Joe in Levittown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike, great to talk to you.
What's up, Joe?
Before we get to my question, dude, I was all over the Jackie O question.
You are. I know. Listen, man. Like I said, I feel bad for the guy because he could be right about Russell Westbrook, but we don't have any evidence of it.
Anyway, I respect your opinion and because I think you're very logical. So my question is, if you could only choose one, Who would you replace, Groh or Schwartz, and why?
I'd replace Groh.
Absolutely.
If I had to replace one, I mean, Groh's a non-entity to me. Schwartz at least does something. I don't know what the hell Groh does. You know, well, the head coach is calling all the play. I have no idea what input he has on the game plan.
Yeah, I feel like and Tim McManus brought this up a little bit. The offense didn't open up until the last part of the season and take
it softened up. It closed up a little. You know, it was simplified a little bit. They got the quarterback out of the pocket. Right. They used the flat. They did stuff like that. Yeah.
Just felt to me like in the beginning, the offense was almost designed as to not to get Wentz hurt. And when that happens, that's dangerous.
I don't know. I thought they threw the ball down the field foolishly. Like they had him in the pocket. They didn't have any weapons to get open, and they left him in that pocket to keep looking for guys to get open.
Right, but they didn't use the rollout or the play action very much in the beginning towards the end of the season, and then, you know, that's when they started utilizing, you know, Wentz's full talent.
Yes, they rolled him out certainly at the end of the year, and you would think, why wouldn't they do it? Because it's a bad mindset. You don't have the bullets to trust the quarterback to just, you know, like this next man up. It wasn't next man up. They had to do some things to counterpoint next man up.
Well, I'm glad we got the same opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. All right. Want a general knowledge question?
I'll try.
Okay. We went to general knowledge with Jackie Kennedy. So this is NFL Players College and where they went.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's go with Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. Oklahoma.
You're in the right state, but the wrong pew, my friend. Oklahoma State. He was a Cowboy.
The fact that they had him and Thurman Thomas at the same time.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, that'll never happen again.
By the way, what is the story with that coach, man? What?
Gundy?
Yeah, what is it? Like, what is the mullet thing?
That's
still
not true!
What's the mullet thing?
Oh, that's become his thing.
Yeah, but what?
Well, it helps recruiting and stuff.
It helps recruiting.
Yeah, it's
way for like an idiot.
Yeah, but the people there connect with them. It's part of the deal. Like
really?
People, yeah, so like people wear fake mullets at the games.
Oh, really?
There's mullet t-shirts. It's part of
the. So he can never change his hairstyle?
I mean, he can eventually, but it's part of the fabric now of that place. Like,
yeah,
it's synonymous.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's why I'm cutting this at the end of the Sixers season.
You cut your hair?
Yeah, because I don't want to be known as just a hairstyle.
What?
Like,
who knew she was a hairstyle?
Wait a minute.
You don't be just a hairstyle.
Wait. What look are you going to?
I haven't decided. I got 6 months.
Are you going to do a short look?
It'll be shorter.
I've never known you any other way.
You going James Harden frohawk?
Nah.
Can you go there?
I figure maybe I can do something. I've got to figure it out.
Frohawk it, man.
Well, I got till, well, with their case, I got till May. Can't say June with them right now. Maybe they make a trade.
I'm fan of the Embiid look. You almost had the Embiid hair, except it's not crowned up as much.
Yeah, no.
Who knew she has a hairstyle?
You'd be surprised in that.
Did you know this, Mike?
No.
That people know Ty is a hairstyle?
No.
Gotta be more than that.
I think the hair's got a good look. I wish I had Tyrone hair. Go Vicente and Lansdowne. Vicente, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vicente.
Hola, amigo Mike and me.
Hola, how Vicente, amigo, ¿qué tal?
Very good. I'm excited, but I gotta warn you. I might lose your call because I'm down to 1% power.
My iPhone. Oh, my God. Dude, yes. It's a new invention. It's called a phone charger. Yes, you stick it in your car.
Yes. Well, I forgot the adapter, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyhow, I just want to mention, I'm so excited because tomorrow I was invited by the morning crew. A nice fancy dinner at the L'Aquila in Center City.
You were invited by the morning crew to L'Aquila, the Grand Cafe L'Aquila?
Italian, yes.
Well, how did that come about?
You know, I got my connections full of steam. and Marfer said I need my help as an audience member. You know, I got to give him some feedback of way to improve his show and how to produce it much better and stuff like that, you know? So it's valuable.
So it's a research mission.
You, my evaluation will be going a long way evaluating the show. You know, I evaluate everything, all the players and all the broadcasters and whatever. You know?
Yes. Well, you, listen, you go over there, tell all the people over there I said hi, because they're good people over there.
Definitely.
Yes.
And so you have to do something similar for our listeners as well.
Okay. But, sounds good. We'll take them out to dinner. We'll take everybody out to dinner.
Yes. I'm going to buy some Italian, prosciuttos.
They have some. They have some good charcuterie over there.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. I wanted to ask you, you know, what is going on between Doug Peterson and Jim Schwartz, because they didn't get along. They were explosive, and Jim Schwartz once tried to get over, you know, and convince the players that he was the head coach. He wasn't the Lions, but, you know, I think he's going to get the Cleveland Browns job. Don't you think?
No. I don't think he's got a snowball chance to get that job.
All right. And if after the evaluation, they let him go, do you think that they will promote Matt Burke to his defensive coach? What
I think they'll hire a new defensive coordinator.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Give me my question.
Here's your question. Is this things that are white? Yes. Things that are white. All right, here it is.
All right.
A job that doesn't involve physical labor. Is called a what?
Oh, white collar.
Correct. White collar is correct, Amundo. Here's the reason why Schwartz won't get that job. Well, he's a defensive coordinator. They hire offensive guys. They rarely hire defensive guys anymore.
Yep.
And he doesn't create any kind of buzz. You're going to bring him in into Cleveland, and he had that Midwest stain with the Detroit Lions. And he's not that old. He's 53, but he's the oldest candidate of all the ones they're looking at. They want somebody nouveau who can energize the, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. Although I do think he would do a good job there.
Yeah, he might. But, you know, the trend is defense coordinators don't get a sniff.
Yeah, you got to be pedigreed like Rivera. Like, exactly. Really pedigreed.
Yep. Or McCarthy. I mean, he's an offensive guy, but yeah,
but really older, he's not pedigree.
Right. Mike in Harrisburg, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mike.
Hello.
What's up, Mike?
It's Chris. Maybe it was called Chris.
Chris? This is Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Chris.
Our disappointment about the Eagles' performance on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Eagles' performance on Sunday is disappointing. And so is the debut of Carson Wentz. They give Carson Wentz, Mike.
Yes.
And he did not last long at all. It should have been a penalty on Jadeveon Clowney.
I know, it's a shame that what happened.
Yeah, you're right about that. It would have been his first playoff game. And once again, 17-9. Same score on November 24th.
I know, it's ironic.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Well, you just got to hope they get better for next year, bro.
You got and Miles Sanders knows he's got to have had that pass. Should have had that pass.
Yeah, it was a tough catch for him, but you're probably right. He probably should have caught that.
I'm going to take a shot at general knowledge.
Oh, you're going to take a shot?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's go. Musical acts by city, Chris. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to give you two musical acts. You tell me what city they're from.
They're from.
All right, so let's go with Drake. And Rush. The rock band Rush.
And Rush.
Yes.
Ah! That got me. I should have gotten through early with Chuck Berry and
you don't have this one? All right. Well, that would be Toronto. Drake and Rush.
You're a Rush guy?
No, I never was. I never could get it.
Slap it a bass?
It was not my thing.
No.
Rush. Although I liked other rock bands of the era, I didn't go Rush for some reason.
I like them.
You do?
Yeah.
It's the best Canadian anything. Like, of all the Canada.
Gretzky.
Okay, so not take out sports.
Biggest Canadian import?
The best Canadian imports. Gretzky. The best one. Outside of Gretzky.
Avril Lavigne.
Outside of sports.
Avril Lavigne.
Come on, man. Cut that. Drake's better than her. Like, so I'm wondering,
sure,
like,
birthday,
who's the best? Is it Atlanta? Drake's probably past Alanis Morissette. Nah, Drake's past her.
We're probably disrespecting the nation.
Alice Trebek?
Oh, stop.
Yes.
He's Canadian.
You made me see that.
See?
Is that your tea?
No. Made me bubble up.
Well, I'm trying to figure out the best Canadian on sports
on TV.
I apologize.
That's embarrassing. Let's take a break. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 5:30. It is time for our final Twitter poll. Numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you're wondering what to get the family this year, how about you try out the Husqvarna Automower, the robotic lawnmower that will mow your lawn for you, but just being programmed with your phone. You'll see it at Paul B. Moyer and Sons showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie, the final verdict on Jimmy Schwartz.
Thanks, Mike. Over 2,300 votes on this one today. Do you want Jim Schwartz to return? 70% say yes, 30% say no.
All righty. So. Thank you very much. 70 to 30.
Yes.
It went down, Jim. Sorry. Popular. Tomorrow, it'll be 40.
70's pretty good, though.
Yeah, 70's not bad. All right, Jim. Don't go, Jim. All right, so Tyrone, you had this dilemma earlier that you brought up, and you need a ruling on it.
Yes, so obviously the Vikings upset the Saints,
mm-hmm.
and Kyle Rudolph, tight end, had a nice game, made mm-hmm. a lot of big plays,
mm-hmm.
and after the game, a credentialed media member, asked for his gloves for a charity benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So the person says, sure, and even signed them for the media member. This is a credentialed media person. They sold it on eBay for three days later.
The reporter sold it on eBay?
So now I need you to, what should the punishment be?
He should be banned. He should be banned by the team.
And should the NFL get involved maybe? Should they be banned?
I think this is more of a team versus the, who do you work for?
I don't have the specific,
because whatever entity he work for, he should be banned.
He should just be
doing something like
just
that.
From the Vikings.
Yeah,
I mean,
that is such a journalistic violation. First of all, I'm not sure how I feel about the asking somebody to do something for charity, because I would be reluctant to do that unless I really knew the person.
Yeah, he just was feeling good. Yeah. I'm assuming. Yeah, you know, they go from,
I guess there's nothing wrong with that, but if you're going to weasel your way, then you're a creep.
Yeah, and three days later,
you should lose your right to cover the team.
All right.
Yeah, that's my ruling on that.
Okay.
That's quick. That was quick. I meted out the quick punishment for that.
Yeah.
You're out. All right, so Canada, I got top five list. Canada. Thanks.
Okay.
Since you asked.
Yep.
So here's how I rank
it. Sports for people just doing that.
Canada has produced this top five things in my view. Gretzky.
Yeah.
Greatest hockey player of all time.
Yep.
Maple syrup. 80% of the world's maple syrup is produced by Canada.
Really?
I like a maple syrup.
Yeah. Because of
the
abundance of maple trees in Canada.
Hmm.
Three, Michelin tires.
That comes from...
Uh-huh.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, tie for four between Drake and Ryan Reynolds.
I'm a fan.
And five, Niagara Falls, although half is on the American side.
You forgot...
There's one iconic person.
Yes.
Who's that?
Probably bigger than Drake and Ryan Reynolds. Celine Dion.
Is she bigger than Jim Carrey?
Yes.
She is?
Yes.
Jim Carrey's
Canadian?
Yes, he is.
Man, really?
Pretty big. Pretty darn big.
Celine Dion. She's like worldwide.
Yeah. I'm taking away the fact that I don't think her songs are the best, but she's ahead of like a Shania Twain, for example.
Yeah, I don't think she's ahead of Carrey.
No.
Yes.
She ahead of Drake?
Yes,
but Drake is closing.
Drake wanted to get Celine Dion tattooed on his body, didn't he? Yes. Yeah.
But he also does that kind of stuff because he has a nice little roster.
What?
Drake would like to add, he adds exotic women to his roster.
He does.
Yeah.
That's good.
Adults understand what I'm saying.
It's going to be Drake. Let's go to Nick in, Nick, it's Bedlam at Nick's house, or he's from Bedlam? Whatever that is. Nick, is there a town called Bedlam? Nick? He's not there anyway. It says Bedlam. I heard Bedlam. I heard Bedrock. Let's go, Aaron in Norristown. Aaron, your team is leaking. Your Stanley Cup prediction team.
I never predicted them Stanley Cup. I said they're going to the playoffs.
Well, what do you feel now? They're in a rut.
You know what? I feel the same way about them as the Eagles and the Sixers, which was kind of my point. It's a big game tonight. It is so unique, Michael, to watch the disparity between the teams at home versus the road.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like this.
Interesting point.
All three teams look like contending teams at home, and on the road look like they're barely going to make the playoffs.
You're absolutely
both
right.
And six, you know, and
yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's strange.
It's a big game tonight. It is strange. It's a big game tonight. I like them tonight against Washington coming home.
Oof.
and a national game. Look at the line. They're up like it's almost a pick. But I do like
you like tonight. Them in a back to back. You like them coming home after a road trip. Usually that
everybody is all over the Capitals. You'll see, Michael. I like them. That they've already played them tough once. Maybe from the
I gotta catch a line on this.
I think Washington's minus 105 or 115, something like that.
If they're only that, then it's definitely a flyer line.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm saying. You'll be right next to the book tonight, man. Go to the left, make your bet.
Washington is right now minus 125.
It went up a little bit. There you go. I think the Flyers are going to put a good show on. They averaged two goals better at home. They'll give it up than. And on the road, it's so amazing the way the Flyers and Sixers play so much differently on the road than at home.
Yeah, so the kid will be in net tonight at home. They'll put the kid in there.
Kid's back in. He plays. He's one of the top goalies in the league at home, so he'll have a good game. I got to ask you a question, Michael.
Yes.
And I don't want you to think I'm picking on him, but be objective. And I know Ty, I bust on him for picking him as an MVP. He didn't even make the All-Star game. He's got 31 points after 43 games. Can we get a big game in a national game from the captain tonight?
Listen, man, I don't know. I have no idea. I can't predict hockey.
I got you.
I just can't. I have no idea who's going to show up.
He's so disappointing. I mean, even when he scores a goal, he'll score a goal, and you won't even know that he played the rest of the game. 31 points in 43 games, Michael. He's on pace for 56 points. $9.5 million.
Well, he's coming to the end, bro. He's older now.
God bless 2021 when he has to pack it in.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question for Flyers tickets?
Yeah, but real quick, by the way, you missed out on Steppenwolf and BTO from Canada. But
yeah, no, they will get a top five. Over Niagara Falls? Come on. All right, here we go. What type of animal was Willie in the movie Free Willy? But you have to be specific.
I'll have to tell you what kind of whale he was.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to pilot him.
Oh, sure you can. Come on.
Sure I can?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
An orca?
Yes! It's an orca!
Hi.
Or a killer whale.
He's an icon.
Yeah. That's an iconic whale.
Yes.
Willie.
Truly is.
That's an iconic whale.
Free Willie. Brought a tear to my eye.
Did it?
Yeah.
You cried at Free Willy, too?
Tear.
Michael Jackson song.
Well done.
Oh, when the whale jumps over.
They got the Michael Jackson playing.
I welled up, I must admit.
Yeah.
John, Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing,
what's
buddy?
What's up, John?
Yo, Aaron stole my thunder because I was going to ask you about my team. Our team is hemorrhaging, Mike. What do we do?
Well, tonight is a really good spot for them because they're home and the line is fairly slim. I'm thinking they're going to have a good effort tonight. I agree with Aaron.
Yeah, because it looks like their next four games are gauntlet.
Killer games.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if they lose another four in a row, what do you think what happened? What do you think our next move should be? Or do you think we're still going to ride?
I don't think there's going to be any move at all. This is a younger team. They're committed to growing. I don't think they're going to panic. I mean, there might be a trade in the works. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take the last question. At the end.
All right, Matt. Here we go. NFL players, college team.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go with Deion Sanders.
Oh, man. I really don't know, but I want to take a shot. Oklahoma?
Incorrect. He was a Seminole, Florida State. Darren in Southwest Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Darren.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Darren?
Question for you. Well, I have a... Brett Brown situation, whereas though he's handcuffed because you signed Al Horford and you need a shooter. You could have kept J.J. Redick half of Al Horford's salary.
Yeah, but J.J. Redick, there was a price on him, and the price was too high. He got a $15 million offer. They couldn't have done that.
Okay.
So you would have said, like, they had to fill that one spot. Once they lost Butler, they had to fill a front court spot, sort of, didn't they?
Well, you still have Mike Scott and all the other front court players.
Yeah, but come on.
Who?
Yeah, we're talking about marginal players here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, now the Horford thing is interesting because it's not coming to fruition, and I don't know what it is, whether he's just shot, whether they can't use him right, whatever it is, he's not paying dividends. So I feel you. And I thought that they would be okay with Horford. In fact, I liked it at the time to give him a defensive profile, but it's just not enough. They clearly don't have enough, in my view.
And one last question, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get a hold of 2 tickets to the Sixers game tomorrow night?
dude, you gotta go to StubHub. You'll get a ticket. Or, you know, go to the Sixer website. You get some tickets.
Okay.
All right. You want a general knowledge question to close out the general knowledge?
Sure.
All right. Things that are white. Here is the question. R&B singer with a very low voice.
R&B singer.
It's almost like your voice.
Very male or female?
Male. Very low voice. R&B singer.
John B.
No, man.
He thought,
it's got to be white. No,
he thought the singer's skin color had to be white. That's why he said John B.
No. White has got to be in the answer. It is Barry White. All right, so we had enough qualifiers today. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got Sound Off coming your way.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All righty, time for Sound Off. You know, the number of Sound Off is always 610-771-9705. And you got something to say? Just pick up the phone, click in those numbers, leave us a message. We'll see how good, how entertaining, how informative it is. And we may select it to play on Sound Off.
Jim Schwartz is leaving. And you know what? It's good for him. And you know what, Philadelphia fans? We forget about the Super Bowl. But leading up to the Super Bowl, Jim Schwartz's defense was shutting teams down. So when we lose Jim Schwartz, we're going to lose his defense. I hope you guys are happy, because none of you numbskulls know nothing about football if you're telling me that Jim Schwartz got to go.
Well, hold a second, man. We did a poll today. You got a 70% approval rate. So you're inaccurate. And there's no guarantee that he's leaving. It's just that the coach today didn't seem that enamored whether he comes or goes.
I think that the NFL should adopt the rules that professional soccer has. Finally makes a hit like that, he gets a straight red card. That's an ejection, and his team has to play a man short the rest of the game. You get a red card, and you sit, and you get a 3-game suspension. Your team plays the man short. Had that happened in the game against Seattle, Eagles would have had a good chance to win.
Yeah, but see, soccer is a non-contact sport. You can probably get away with that more than you could football. It would be a terrible mismatch in a physical game to go 11-on-10. 10-11.
Even with McCown, you'll put up a 50 spot, 10-11 or 10.
It would make the league kind of a joke.
NFL ownership is the epitome of the good old boys country club attitude. These guys designed a system where they don't have to let anybody in. Tomorrow, if I was to inherit $50 billion, why do I have to get the approval of all 32 teams to build a franchise or buy a team? I can clearly take care of a franchise, but it's that mentality of let's keep everybody out of our club.
Well, I can't argue, but it's a private club. So, like, the history of America, private clubs can do anything they want unless the state is involved, and then you can't. So I hear what you're saying.
You know what it is? All these national pundits and former players, they just hate Philadelphia. That's what it is. But you know what? We're from Philly. We're from Philly. No one likes us, we don't care, because we're from Philly, Philly, Philly. No one likes us, we don't care.
What national people hate us? Who's he got in mind?
Oh, no, he's talking about Kellerman and... there are people now coming out of the woodwork who just don't like... But some of it's because there's a lot of Dallas former players in media who hated the Eagles, so then they hate Philly. That's nothing we can do about that. But it's... Yeah. Not the play-by-play guys, the analysts. There's a lot of ex-Cowboys, and they do hate us.
Those media dudes, blah, 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 whatever.
I've always felt like the Rooney Rule was an absolute joke in the NFL. I don't mean to denigrate Deuce Staley's coaching ability, but we also have to remember that when it was time for Chip Kelly to go satisfy the Rooney Rule, the Eagles interviewed a coach they already had on staff, which was Deuce Staley. Then again, you let Mike Groh come in as wide receiver coach after 1 year, and then he bumps Deuce Staley for offensive coordinator. The Rooney Rule is a joke in the NFL, Mike.
Oh, it is. Now, what can you do about it other than the league having to compel an owner to hire a minority coach? And obviously, you can't do that. But, if Roger Goodell could get in the ear of that owner in Cleveland and go, listen, man, you take the league off the hook here if you just hire Eric Bieniemy. And we'll see where it goes from there. But that's never going to happen. It's like a pipe dream.
Listen, man. Sixers need to get rid of Ben Simmons. I think a good trade for Ben would be Spencer Dinwiddie, maybe Jarris LeVert. That package, come here for Ben, send him to Brooklyn, because he don't know how to run a team. He's detrimental to the team, and it shows in a scheme of plays. No jump shot, no bailout shot. He can't help this team.
Yeah, I'm not going for Jarris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie for Ben Simmons. Got to be better than that. Okay, wake me up when you got a Devin Booker trade lined up. Then call me then.
In the NFL, there's supposed to be a spotter on the sidelines when there's a head trauma shot. Why did no spotter approach Wentz right after the hit, put him in the concussion protocol? Nobody approached him. He played four more plays. So did Wentz complain to somebody about his head? There's supposed to be a spotter in the NFL. Not one person brought this point up.
You're right. They missed it because the replays clearly showed a helmet on helmet, and the spotter should have seen that and called it right away.
Mike, for the Sixers to go further, they're going to have to part ways with Brett Brown. Brett Brown orchestrated the tank, getting the same guy at least to the promised land, get an experienced coach, and then go further.
Listen, man, this is an off-season conversation. I'm too involved right now in salvaging this season. So if you're making a statement that things will help the Sixers if they fire Brett Brown, and you can make a case for that, I'm all ears. Until then, I don't care what happens in the offseason. I'm worried about salvaging this one. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets up.
See you later.
All righty, that was Sound Off. And for future reference, it's 610-771-9705. Our winner, John from Newcastle, is the grand prize winner of the Flyers tickets. They take on the Devils Thursday, February 6th. Congratulations to John from Newcastle. Stay tuned right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Ramblewood. And then Flyers Capitals on 97.5 The Fanatic. And the fellas on Quick Slants will probably have a lot to say about that presser today with Doug and Howie. Stay tuned for Quick Slants on NBC Sports Philly. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.